Well, guys, it's finally here. The Tennessee Titans are getting ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars here at Nissan Stadium. I'm Amy Welch, joined by Mike Keith. Mike, all week long we've been talking about the weather and how cold it's going to be today. But the field has seen a lot of activity recently, too. How is that going to impact this game today?
Well, between the Titans game last Sunday and the Music City Bowl on Friday, this will be the third time this field has been played upon in the last 7 days. Looks to me like it's going to do really well. Of course, they've had to repaint it due to the fact that they had it painted up for the Music City Bowl, so they had to heat it to get the paint to dry. But it looks like it's in good shape and ready to go. Temperature is going to be in the mid-20s. It will be the coldest game ever played at Nissan Stadium. I think another factor, Amy, right now winds out of the north appear to be rather strong, may affect you in this ball game at different points.
With a windy game like today, both teams are going to be trying to run the ball. It's just that simple. What are you expecting to see out of number 22, Derrick Henry, today?
I'm expecting to see a lot of him. Derrick Henry's career high in rushes is 19. I think he's going to top that. Derrick Henry in the last three games has carried a total of 23 times. I think there's a good chance he may top that. As a matter of fact, no Titan has run the ball over 30 times in a game since Chris Johnson did it against the Giants over 7 years ago. I think there's a decent chance that if this game's going well, that we'll see Derrick Henry go over 30 times today. They would love for him to handle the ball a lot. It's his show. It's his time. Titan fans got to be excited about that.
What can Titans wide receivers do to help out this offense in this game?
They got to make plays when they're there. In the earlier game, the Titans were in a tight contest with the Jaguars. They took a deep shot to Taywan Taylor. He caught a 42-yard pass. There are going to be some chances for some of those plays. As tough as the Jaguars' defense is, when you get those chances, you got to run the right route. You got to run the right depth. You got to catch the football. The Titans can't miss those opportunities in the pass game against this top-rated Jaguars defense.
On the defensive side of the ball for the Tennessee Titans, who are you keeping your eye on in this game?
Wesley Woodyard. Need to have a better game out of him than last week. Of course, he played last week with the flu. But if he records 16 tackles in this game, he will set the Titans' single-season record at 181, breaking Keith Bullock's mark. So it would be special for him. But if he's making a lot of tackles, that means the Jaguars are running the ball a lot. That's a good thing for the Tennessee Titans. Need a big game out of Woodyard in this defense.
I think we're all hoping for a special game overall right here at Nissan Stadium.
Absolutely.
The Titans win this game. They're in the playoffs. There's a lot to watch today. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith. I'm Amy Wells, and this is your pregame warm-up.